In fact, I don't want to have a meeting today. I just invite to come here just for lunch. That's the generosity of the chairperson, you know. But while I'm busy eating, maybe we can talk about something, you know. But yesterday, I indicated, colleagues, that there is a request from the office of, no, from the department. You'll know that we gave them some marching orders. There are some laws that have to be repealed. And we agreed on some dates in the past 2 years. In the first instance, they couldn't meet the deadline. The second instance, they said, no, the task is very, very big. And again, they couldn't meet the deadline. And unfortunately, this thing has to go to the president to sign it. And so there's a request that we extend the date because it was supposed to be this coming 30th of June. So instead of 30th of June, they're requesting that we allow them to again go and see what they can do. Now, the request is to the committee that they will extend the date from the 30th of June 2008 to the 30th of December 2009 to enable them to look into all those legislations that they will say they must go and look at and all other things that I cannot mention now because I don't want to spoil your appetite. But they're not your spokesperson there. So, you know, I'm just taking a chance. But let me see if Mr. Smith can say something because I was just fumbling here. I didn't know what to say, you know. With our parliamentary legal advisor here, we're with Mr. Smith here, with everybody. Mm-hmm. But now, let me allow you to talk to these members about this two-clause bill, you know? Very long bill, two-clause. Over to you, Chief.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, as you correctly stated, the main purpose of the bill is to replace or to substitute the date which is currently in the repeal of the Black Administration Act and Amendment of Certain Laws Act. In terms of Section 1(3) of that Act, certain sections of the Black Administration Act are repealed on 30 June 2008 or on such date as national legislation to further regulate the matters, certain matters, is implemented whichever occurs first. Now, this national legislation, as you correctly pointed out, is not yet in place. And 30 June is around the corner. The main purpose of the bill is merely to extend the date of 30 June 2008 to 30 December 2009.
Therefore, Mr. Smith, I'll send you my invoice because I've done my task. Okay, thank you very much. Now, having listened to this well-explained reason for this bill, can I, in my opinion, I think it is desirable for us to pass this legislation in this parliament. For having said that, in fact, I was saying I want to pass a motion of desirability. But let me check with Vanara first. So Vanara.
I think, Chair, just to add to what my colleague has already indicated, that we, if basically on the 30th of June, this bill is not assented to, it has not become law, there is going to be a lacuna, that is a gap, will exist, because what is now going to happen is the provisions that we try to extend their lives are going to die on the 30th of June 2008. Therefore, there will be a gap in terms of the areas that these provisions regulate, because there will be no law to regulate those specific areas. And it's a very bad scenario that the entire country will find itself in. And consequently, what this bill then tries to do is to remedy particularly that situation, so that we're basically closing a potential lacuna. if this bill becomes law before the 30th of June 2008, what it will effectively be doing, it will be extending the lives of the otherwise dead provisions. That is basically what I wanted to illustrate to the committee. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, a lacuna. Yes. Honorable Museki?
Chairperson, on that lacuna note, lacuna note. You know, reasons are given, and that is understood. We actually made this decision, if my memory serves me well, 2 years ago to say that this process must be speeded up. What is the cause of the delay? Is it a problem of capacity? Don't you have a team that is dedicated to deal with this matter? Especially when you talk about the obsolete laws that exist in this country, and you want to move South Africa from that apartheid legacy to where it is supposed to be. What is the problem, really?
Thanks, Senator Museki. Honorable Dr. Van Heerden.
Chairperson, I may have missed that at the previous occasion, but the second part of the title of this bill, amendment of certain laws. What laws are these laws? I don't pick it up here in the memorandum. Amendment of certain laws. I just want to know whether that's other laws or is it laws one way or another connected with the Black Administration Act.
Any other question? Before I allow them to explain that, any other absolute laws? Yeah, those are the questions from the two other members. Can respond now, either Vanara or Minister Smith.
I think the title of this particular act relates to the certain laws will reflect to the Black Administration Act. What happens with particularly this scenario, there are certain provisions of the Black Administration Act that relates to the traditional court system that is in place. And the traditional court bill that is before the portfolio committee would have taken over these provisions, that is these certain provisions of the Black Administration that were kept alive. That is the certain provision. So it's not the bill. The act itself was repealed, but there were certain provisions that were left.
As regards to the other question, the reasons for the delay, Chairperson, unfortunately, the state law advisors are not in the line function of the department, and we cannot reply to that. In the memo, it is stated that the traditional courts bill, which is currently brought before the portfolio committee, is currently being dealt with, and that bill seeks to regulate the matters which are being kept alive by this bill. So the bill is in Parliament. It would just not be finalised by 30 June of this month. 30th of this month, but unfortunately I can't respond on behalf of the department for the delay.
Is there any member who is brave enough to move a motion of disability? Yes, can we hear you talk?
I move, Chief.
Thanks, Dr. Van Heerden. Any second? can we hear you, Honourable Watt?
I second that proposal, Chair.
Thanks very much, Chair. I want to put the whole bill before the committee. I want to go through the bill clause by clause now. I remember having the bill before them. Clause 1, that will amend, we substitute the 30th June 2008 with the 30th of December 2009. Do you agree? Thank you very much. Clause 2, the short title. Do you agree? Good. In that note, the committee has passed the bill without any amendment. Then, can I check if there's any member who wants to move that to adopt the report of the committee? Because you trust me, the report will reflect, as always, exactly what that we echoed in this meeting. Yes, sir.
I'll move it, sir.
Honourable Van der Merwe moved. Any second?
No, we'll make one second from the Western Cape.
Thank you very much. And I will make from Western Cape, to be specific, from Beaufort West.
I know you will. I don't have to do it anymore.
Yeah, the committee has passed the bill without an amendment. Now, can I ask guidance from you, colleagues? Do you want to debate this bill in the House?
Yeah. Yeah.
Alright. Okay. No. I think I want to have a statement, and I want to, a statement only just to explain to the House and to the public as to why I'm passing this bill.
Yeah.
I have a volunteer who's going to do this on our behalf on the 24th next week. Next week, Tuesday, Doc,
give it to Meryl Karoo.
Yes, as our lawyer, I think you are right. So on the 24th. 24th, June, next week, Tuesday. I'm going to give you 10 minutes, Doc. 10 minutes, Doc. Thank you very much, Doctor. I will represent us next week, Tuesday, in the House. Thank you very much, colleagues. On that note, the meeting is adjourned.